Soros-backed group helped elect Manhattan DA allegedly planning Trump arrest. By Nick Gilbertson on March 18, 2023. A George Soros-funded group helped elect Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who former President Donald Trump says plans to arrest him. Bragg was elected in November 2021 with indirect backing from left-wing billionaire George Soros, who gave $1 million to the Color of Change PAC, which spent to elect Bragg, Breitbart News noted last year. The Color of Change PAC is a left-wing group that describes itself as the nation's largest online racial justice organization. On Saturday, Trump announced that illegal leaks from Bragg's office indicated he would be arrested Tuesday. Now, illegal leaks from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan District Attorney's office, which has allowed new records to be set in violent crime and whose leader is funded by George Soros, indicate that, with no crime being able to be proven, and based on an old and fully debunked, by numerous other prosecutors, fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former President of the United States of America, will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest, take our nation back. Bragg is allegedly preparing to indict the leading GOP presidential candidate for alleged hush money payments Trump made as a presidential candidate in 2016 to porn star Stormy Daniels, Fox News reported. The district attorney has been heavily criticized, as many see him as being soft on crime. One such instance where Bragg's application of the law led to public outrage occurred in January when he reportedly offered a plea deal to an alleged anti-Semitic attacker charged with a hate crime. After a career criminal allegedly shot and killed New York City police officers Jason Rivera and Wilbert Mora while they were responding to a domestic violence call early last year, Rivera's wife blasted Bragg while speaking at her husband's funeral. "Although you won't be here anymore, I want you to live through me," Dominique Luzuriaga said, addressing her slain husband while Bragg was in attendance. "The system continues to fail us. We are not safe anymore, not even the members of the service. I know you are tired of these laws, especially the ones from the new DA," she continued. "I hope he's watching you speak through me right now."